Hello, this is Ruben Patino recording one of his cases called Marilyn and Her Four Issues. Marilyn is 60 years old. I saw her in therapy once about 30 years ago. We recently ran into each other. Marilyn looked distraught and asked me for another session. We did this. She had four concerns. She was diagnosed with mold exposure illness. She was on a special diet and binged periodically. She had challenges at work with her supervisor. And she had memories of her first child who died at age 3. I decided to help Marilyn with all four of her four issues in a 90-minute session. So we started with the mold exposure, where I use the NLT fast allergy cure, and I told her that there were two things that she needed to know about allergies. The first is that allergies are mistakes of the immune system. The second is that there is a psychological component to allergies. I explained this by telling her the story of a doctor whose patient started sneezing when she entered his office. He asked what was going on, and she said that she was allergic to roses. He then pointed out that the roses on his desk were artificials, and her symptoms disappeared. To begin this process, I asked Marilyn to hold two fingers of her non-dominant hand together and to think about a time recently when she was in the presence of mold. I could tell almost immediately from her bodily and facial reactions that she was starting to react, and I said, "Please let go of those fingers right now." Then I told her that it would be useful during the session to really feel good about herself, and one way of doing this was to hold two fingers of her right hand together and think about some time recently when she was really feeling okay about herself. She was in charge. She could do things comfortably. And she nodded her head that she was in that condition. And I said, "That's wonderful. Just hold those two fingers together throughout the rest of this session that we're going to do right now." That I suggested that while continuing to hold those fingers together, that she just imagine that somewhere in front of her was a transparent wall that went wall to wall and ceiling to floor, and that on the other side of that wall was her younger self about 10 years ago, when she didn't have any reaction at all to moles. That is, younger Marilyn over there on the other side of the wall was immune to moles, and her immune system was working perfectly well. At that point, her younger self looked up and looked towards her, and Marilyn looked towards her younger self. And then something interesting happened. Young Marilyn got up, walked towards that transparent wall, which then disappeared. Young Marilyn came closer to her and reached out with both of her hands and touched her older current Marilyn. And then something almost, magical or miraculous happened. Because younger Marilyn, whose immune system was working perfectly well, was able to transmit through her contact with her older self, her immune system and its ability to not react at all to things like mold. And in a way, Marilyn, can you sort of sense now that via this contact with your younger self, that moving into you right now is the corrections and changes to your own immune system so that you will no longer respond in any way, harmful way at all, to mold? It'll just be out there like it is and was to your younger self. Well, now having done its job, younger Marilyn smiles at you and drifts off. And within your mind, Marilyn, you thank your younger self for this gift. So, just continuing to feel okay about yourself, because you have those two fingers together, now just gently move the fingers of your left hand together, and now you can let them go. I don't know if you've sensed this the way that I saw this, Marilyn, but you had no response at all to holding those fingers together. So let's move on to your second issue, which is binging. And I want to ask you if in some way you feel that there's somewhere inside you, I don't know exactly where, but a controlling entity or spirit, or that somehow gets you to binge on that special food. It kind of maybe says to you, okay, Marilyn, go over there and have some of that. And Marilyn said, yes, she has that kind of sensation. And I said, well, can you and will you right now give that controlling entity a name? And she said, yes. And I said, what is that? She says, I would like to call it Bin, just B-I-N. Well, Marilyn, now we need to have some way of getting rid of Bin, do we not? And so I'm going to ask you, is there someone, some force, some power out there, some healing spirit that is knowledgeable enough and strong enough to actually reach inside you and remove Bin from you? Marilyn said yes, and I said, who is that? And she said, the person who can do that is my father. You're saying your dad can do this. She said, yes. Well, continuing to breathe easily and simply and holding those two fingers together so that you feel okay, just imagine now that somewhere near you and somehow that your dad is present. And he slowly comes toward you, gently reaches out and perhaps makes contact with you by just touching your shoulder. Your dad is powerful and knowledgeable and strong and knows exactly where within you that bin is located. And now, in some really interesting way, your dad is able to reach inside you to where bin is located and grab hold of bin in a powerful, strong steel grip so that bin cannot get away. And holding on to bin, your dad gently holding on to bin moves out of your body and out into this room and out through the window and goes up, up high above the stratosphere. And up there above the stratosphere, your dad kind of winds up and throws bin at the speed of light out towards the sun. And we know, do we not, that traveling at the speed of light, that it will take about 8 minutes for bin to get into the sun. And bin just falls into the enormous gravity of the sun, the incredible heat there, and disintegrates into the tiniest, smallest atoms and parts. Your dad now has one other thing to do to help you. He comes back down to this room, and he notes that where bin had been within you is a kind of empty space or hole. And your dad fills that empty space or hole with love, with strength, with courage, with knowledge, with good feelings about yourself. And then your dad gently moves away, and you turn to him within your mind, and you thank him, smiling, for this gift. And your dad just moves on, for there are others that he can help. So just, again, maybe paying attention to your breathing, just one breath at a time, one heartbeat. I want to thank you for your trust, your confidence, your attention, and when you are ready, just return to this room here and now, and it's okay to let those other fingers go. Thank you. Well, Marilyn, there are two more things that we're going to talk about in this session, and one is your supervisor at the school, man you have so much difficulty with. And at this time, I'd like you to imagine that he is out there somewhere in front of you. And while you are looking at him, you're able to dissociate yourself, like kind of stepping outside of yourself, behind you perhaps, and looking from you towards that man. And you notice that the things he says are not nice, they're silly, they're stupid, they're improper. And while you watch him, you kind of feel, well, my goodness, isn't he being kind of stupid and silly? And you kind of laugh at him and laugh to yourself at somehow that you've let this guy take control of you in some way. And smiling, you just ignore him and continue on with your life. And you had brought up one other issue, Marilyn, and that is feeling sad about your son who, 3 years old, died about 30 years ago. You know, Marilyn, that my wife, Charlotte, of 61 years we were together, died 3 years ago. And she still lives within me. She lives within my house. She is everywhere there. She helped design and organize, and there are all these little things, including pictures, that remind me of her. And as the memories that I have of all that wonderful time we spent together, that actually carry me through day after day so that I can continue, because I know that as long as I live, Charlotte will be with me. Thank you. So maybe taking another breath or two. And again, let me thank you for your friendship, trust, and confidence. And whenever you're ready, if I maybe take a deep breath or two, blink your eyes, stretch a little bit, and come on back to this room here and now. Thank you. I then asked Marilyn if there was anything more, and she said no, and spontaneously we both stood up and hugged each other and then left. So this is the case report of Marilyn and her four issues.